RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaidi.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I can rap to this. Please don't.
Hey. Let's go. Don't make me. And then I. Well, I was about to start too, but, you know. Leroy's coming back. I don't want to get him upset. You know how he gets sometimes when I start rapping.
Leroy, this fool thinks he can rap to this beat. I can rap to this beat.
Hey, I might ride in a little Corvette. Man, with a brand new set.
What?
Brand new baguette. Man, I don't even forget.
Mumble rap at his best.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah.
All right, Sanjay.
All right, it is. It is.
Karun said Marcus goes by Sanjay now.
I got Sanjay.
Hey.
Our God, Sanjay's not that bad.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm still going to clip that and put that on my Instagram.
What? You look like
Marlon Wayans all towards me?
Yeah, well, Marlon Wayans. What did he say? You look...
He said I love... The guy
you look Indian?
He's like Puerto Rican.
But he's Puerto
like
Rican.
But somehow he's Puerto Rican. That's great. That's great. Knows who I am. It's pretty good.
That's good.
Well, you know, Tobin's been doing the Heat locker rooms for years. What do they call that guy? White guy with the big nose.
Nah, they call him the rubber rouser.
The troublemaker.
The troublemaker.
All right, we had a very underwhelming list provided by AI before, the top 10 sports moments.
You stink, AI.
Yeah, not good. All right, let's take turns participating here. We don't have to put them in order yet. Let's just get 10 out. Let's start with one that I know is going to be super easy. Shohei Ohtani doing the breaking a record in
three Miami. Did he have 10 strikeouts and 3 home runs in a game?
Yes, sir.
That was amazing, but does that go over his – didn't he
– it's one of the greatest feats of in the history of baseball.
Yeah, and he's only competing with himself in this scenario that I'm putting.
But here, I think a top moment – is something that has never happened in the sport before.
Isn't he the only person on that 40-something list? Isn't there a list that he's on that he's the only guy?
The 50-50? I think that was the year prior. I think he did that in 24.
Oh, okay.
Then in 24.
I
will say this. The World Series was great, and that 18-inning game, that long-ass game.
Yes.
That was different.
That was different.
And that Game 7 was phenomenal. So that whole World Series, I would say, you can give it, credit as being one of the best sporting moments of this year.
So we'll put best World Series. How about that? That encompasses his performance.
If you want to make an argument that this was the best World Series, I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm not going to say it's recent bias.
You just put the World Series.
That's one of the top moments for sure.
Right, World Series. That's a moment. Yeah.
World Series. You got one, Vlad?
I mean, I'm going to keep it local, baby.
Yeah.
Panthers.
Back to back Panthers.
I'm going to go Rory McIlroy winning the career Grand Slam.
Yeah, I do remember that being a big
one game. One of six guys in the history of the sport.
Okay. Yeah, that's solid. I do remember that one. I got one. What about Terrence Crawford beating Canelo?
Moment. Yeah.
No. Terrence. Yeah. Terrence did win that.
Because he pieced Canelo. Him up.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Well, I can believe me saying this, but it's actually a moment. Nobody could actually argue me.
Yeah.
Cena. John Cena's
back. His last match or him turning heel was last year.
Right? John Cena's just last year wrestling. Was Cena's a moment because it felt like every time he did something, it was news. Obviously, ESPN and WWE are in bed with each other now, but
yeah.
If you want to talk about a figure, someone who people consider a GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even retiring this year. And yes, like you said, turning heel and then having his last match a couple of weeks ago.
Look, our first five, we're out of the gate. We're firing on all cylinders.
Now, some people are pointing out, like, certain moments. We've picked, like, the whole series.
Yeah,
should we be more specific and, like, pick moments because somebody say Miguel Rojas.
I mean, if you want to pick moments, Halliburton hitting all those game winners in the playoffs was ridiculous.
The Pacers run. Ridiculous. The Pacers run during the playoffs.
But like it was.
Pacers run. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you talk about the back-to-back championships, yes, the championship is definitely a moment, but also the actual trade of Marchand was a big moment as well.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
That's true.
But now that's where I feel like I think if we put like an umbrella over it, like for example, as opposed to Halliburton's buzzer beaters, the Pacers run during the playoffs, or as opposed to those two separate moments for the Panthers.
Locally here, Jimmy being traded was a moment.
Oh, that wasn't a great moment, but it was a moment.
It was.
Can I just say
we're still talking about it to this day?
Jimmy divorces Miami.
Did Jimmy work his way into by good riddance?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Leroy, he did.
He really did. Like, and nobody wanted to hate Jimmy.
I mean, people want to hate, but I mean,
you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying. We knew it was part of basketball and whatever, but.
But he went out his way in not making himself.
What he did on the floor, what he did on the basketball court on the way out,
he
made enemies.
Now, this one is going to hit locally, but I don't know if this hits nationally.
Well, that's why I said Jimmy. I said locally.
No, that Jimmy. No. The Jimmy one I agree with. I think Jimmy was a national deal. The one that I'm about to mention, I'm not sure if this was a national deal. Chris Greer finally getting let go?
Yeah, that's local.
That's local. That's local.
So happy that it happened.
It was so big. It was such big news locally. It felt like it was national news.
It really felt like it, right? And I wanted to mention the hurricane, but I feel like the fact that they weren't robbed.
No, beating Notre Dame was a moment. That was a great game to start off the week one of the college football.
That's a local thing.
But
they were already willing to forget about it when we were getting.
How about Mendoza winning the Heisman? Local guy.
From
Indiana. You know what? I will say this. Maybe not him winning the Heisman. But the drive that pretty much solidified Penn State.
Oh my
goodness. That drive was a moment.
And that catch?
Yeah. Because you had me. Yeah. That was a noon game, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes.
Oh, damn, it's 20. I'm 320. It's 320. I'm sitting in the edge of my seat, like, oh, is this his Heisman moment? And he pulled it off.
His Heisman moment might have been against Ohio State. Third and short, he threw that dime.
He's had moments. He's had moments.
For that one, I put Indiana's run to number one.
Those throws, bro. It's the throw.
It was crazy.
They winning, but he made two throws in one against Penn State and then one against Indiana on that third and two, which is crazy.
Crazy. And,
yeah. So yeah,
do
I would
do
yeah,
we have
Mendoza.
Two more?
You're right, Leroy.
We got two more in us.
I'm trying to think.
I try to go through the national. Oh, what about the?
Did anything crazy happen other than like? I mean, I remember Halliburton hitting those shots.
What about the what was the name of the NHL tournament that they did for the hockey?
Oh,
remember?
Oh, yes, the Four Nations.
Four Nations.
Yes. Four Nations was great.
That was good.
Four Nations was great.
Four Nations.
You know what? The tournament was really good.
Yeah.
Local here because of what we were doing at Buckets and Butts.
Oh, that was fun.
But some of the games that were during the tournament, March Madness was pretty good.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
That's when we found out about Derrick Queen when he hit that game winner.
What's crazy? Here's the most amazing thing about March Madness is that you get so consumed on a week-to-week basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember who won a championship.
I don't remember. I think it's Houston.
Houston didn't win a championship.
I think Houston won it. I think.
No.
Who won it then?
I don't know.
I think it's
Houston. Is that crazy? We was there every week.
We put bets on it and everything.
Yeah.
The Gators?
Oh, it was the Gators. Yeah. You're right. That's right. It was the Gators.
But wait. We were so consumed with all of the games.
Holy snap.
Every weekend that.
Yeah, you're right. It was Florida. Florida did win. Who did they beat?
What about Caitlin Clark?
We did talk about her.
I know. We that was in the last list. That and Messi were in the last list. Does that make it to our list?
No.
No, no. Messi
you
either?
Think Messi?
I'll tell you what makes it from WNBA. Nafisia Collar? I hope I'm not mispronouncing the name. But Collar, right? Collier or Collar?
It's Collier. I think it's Collier.
It's Collier. They call her Feezy. I'm going to call her Feezy.
Easy.
Feezy going off on the commissioner.
On the WNBA commissioner.
Yeah. I was like, woof. Woof.
To the point where the commissioner said I need to do better?
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew, look, hey, you can't get mad at somebody if they don't lie.
You can't be mad at somebody if they don't lie?
You totally
can't. If she telling the truth? What the commissioner going to say? If she told a lie or said something that wasn't true, the WNBA would revolt against her and she would lose her job. So, she had to handle it accordingly. We know what that was.
So do you think?
Oh no, the star player is on me. I better get some get right.
So do you think Messi or Caitlin Clark takes our final spot?
No,
none of them. Not even Messi.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, Messi. Yeah.
I feel like for the sport of soccer,
he might be honorable mention. There was nothing really big that happened soccer this year.
I would say that. That the Messi thing. I would say them winning the championship, winning the MLS Cup down here, and finally winning it all, yes. I would think that would have to be on the list simply because everybody thought he was going to come down here to, you know, mail it in. So the fact that they actually won the cup is pretty cool. I'm Indian. Welcome to the family, Marcos.
But we're not. But I'm not.
Oh, Lucas trade. That was
Lucas
huge.
Lucas trade. Yeah, that's good.
Lucas trade. Nico's firing.
All right, so we have 10 that we need to rank now. I think Lucas trade has to be number one, if I'm being honest.
That from the overall, like,
that shocked
the
sports world to the point that the Super Bowl.
Very rarely in sports does a decision like that lose you your job. Because usually you got to get approvals from up above.
Yeah, somebody might be taking the. Nico
might be. Streets needed a body.
Streets needed a body. Nico was the. Yeah, that was the corpse that was presented to them because that seemed to. That's not going to happen if that's not. That doesn't get a cosign from up top.
Right.
Now, what about the, what do you think was like of the 10 that we mentioned, which by the way is Luka trade, the World Series, back-to-back Panthers championships, Rory McIlroy winning, Crawford Canelo, Cena's last year wrestling, Pacers run during the playoffs, Jimmy divorces Miami, Indiana's run to number one, and the Four Nations Cup. Which one is the least important to you?
Indiana's race to number one.
Indiana's race to number one.
Right. Because it's a college football playoff. They might not be number one.
Yeah, true.
But Panthers winning back to back. Third Stanley Cup final appearance.
Yeah.
That was in a row. Yeah, and then you went back to back. Yeah. We say Halliburton, even though OKC won, but what he produced in those playoffs, he made a name for himself. Like, remember there was a time
Said he was the superstar.
The overrated, said he was the most overrated player, and then it was like, oh man, he was able to answer you know, answer all his critics with his performance in the finals, or in the postseason. So,
now what about Jimmy divorcing Miami? Mm-hmm. I was probably number 9.
I put it number 9. It was funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny, it was chaotic, and it was the number 1 story in basketball for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, after the Luka trade, of course. Then Jimmy.
Jimmy got traded after Luka or before Luka?
After.
Now, Rory McIlroy, I know winning isn't an important thing, but I'm okay putting it at number 8.
Rory did something that only 6 other guys in the history of the sport have done.
All right, so do you put that above?
A lot of people don't know who the hell.
I put it above Halliburton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Halliburton's in the lower 5.
So we'll put then.
I mean, you do something that's why Shohei got to be in at least the top 5.
That game.
Right. Right.
I can understand. I mean, I want to put that whole World Series, but that game, that was in the NLCS. That he did that against Philadelphia.
Crawford or Canelo. I mean, Crawford and Canelo or...
That's got to be top 5, too, because that's 2 of the biggest stars.
I'm going to put Four Nations.
Finally boxing.
I'm going to put Four Nations.
Above it?
Yeah, because that Canada-USA game was... That was...
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good game.
That was really good.
All right. Our list is shaping up, gentlemen.
We had guys almost out for the rest of the year with
because of that tournament.
Yeah.
And then you had guys that did not want to miss that opportunity to put that their team, their country.
This year with the Olympics.
With the Olympics and the World Cup. People love wearing their country's kit.
All right. Tell me what you guys think about this list. Coming in at number 10. Indiana's run to number 1. Coming in at number 9, Jimmy divorces Miami. Coming in at number 8, the Pacers run during the playoffs. Coming in at number 7, Rory McIlroy. Number 6, Cena's last year wrestling.
You could have Cena lower
than Rory.
Yeah. Rory winning the Grand Slam. That was big. And the tournament, the last tournament he won was the Masters. So I'll give him that.
You do realize, you jackass, that you are taking a made-for-TV event and putting it in the top 10 of events of the year.
Hey, come on.
You do realize this, right?
John Cena comes once every generation.
John Cena.
Okay. But again, regardless of what you think,
you can't see him.
It is still made for TV.
So is Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, made for TV.
No, but I'm saying all the other stuff is real sports.
Yeah, but this is Cena.
I'll let you have it in the top 10.
Yeah.
But don't be putting it ahead of
of actual real sports.
Yeah, I mean, WWE is a sport. It's just a stage. It's just
the only thing that rivaled that here. To be honest with you, the 2 things that rival John Cena are the Luka trade and Jim Butler trade. That's like events.
Luka trade was crazy.
Nah, Cena turning heel was big.
It was big.
That was 2 days. Everybody talked about it.
Guys, I was in Cheetah.
Really?
When Cena turned heel.
Pompano or Hollandale?
Hollandale.
Okay.
Stopped everything that I was doing for the next 20 minutes.
For the lap dance?
Did not even look up. Did not even care what was going on.
You stopped a lap dance for it. You can't see me?
Nothing was more important than John Cena turning heel at that point. Nothing was more important. That's, not Candy, that's not dedication. Delicious, not Lexi, none of them.
That's loyalty, cinnamon, hustle, and respect.
How about cinnamon? Cinnamon was worth it, but Cinnamon was busy.
And you know, they can't. The only name you won't find in the strip club is Precious. Because Precious is associated with a big bag.
Not all the time.
I see Precious.
I see some cute Preciouses that weren't like 330.
What about an Olga?
Olga?
You're not going to get an Olga.
Olga, she works in a massage parlor.
Hey, those massage...
She got a big nose.
Massage therapists at these places. Really good. Really good. Strong hands. But Cena's last, or Cena's turn heel.
What's your name, Mordecai?
All right, so then that takes number six to Rory McIlroy.
Rory's top five, B.
All right, so, listen, then let me tell you the top five that you got to take one out then.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Luka trade.
Okay.
Back-to-back Panthers.
Okay, that's staying in the top two.
World Series.
That could move.
Oh, Four Nation Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That stays.
And Crawford Canelo.
Crawford Canelo that drops. Stays.
All right, so
Crawford Canelo drops.
That drops for Rory.
So then, now what about World Series?
Four Nations is going to be five.
Four Nations is five. All right. This is the
Rory's going to be three.
I'm going to put Rory at three.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you don't understand. See, and that's where we are with this. So how you guys? I'm not into wrestling like you guys are. So you see that in a different light, right? And you guys aren't into golf like I am, and you don't realize, you know what I mean? You
I don't like Indiana's
how big
run
the Rory thing was.
I don't think Indiana.
If you want to take the Hoosiers run to number one, if you want to take Mendoza, if you want to take Mendoza's Heisman throws out, fine, cool. You're not going to take away we can't take away Shohei's three home run, 10 strikeout performance.
No, I think I'm fine with everything else as far as it being a major storyline in sports. Luka trade, back-to-back Panthers, Rory.
Now, the Luka trade was the number, because it stopped the Super Bowl.
Stopped everything, for sure.
Remember, it happened during the week of the Super Bowl. It stopped the Super Bowl.
By the way, no one mentioned that halftime show. I just wanted you to know.
Who was the halftime show?
Exactly.
Oh, it was Kendrick. Get out of here.
Took you long enough.
Ah, well, dude, it felt like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, because it was so boring.
Yeah, no. You know who's been, you know what was not boring?
What's that?
That beatdown Drake took all last 2024.
Oh, we're focused on the future now.
It got so bad in 2024, he's taking a beating in 2025.
You know what else? The music industry is. No hits all year.
That's what your boy can't do.
All year.
He can't produce a hit.
Who? Drake?
Yeah.
He is hits. He's a walking hit.
He's bull?
He hasn't pulled.
He's bull hit.
He's bull hit?
Yeah.
He hasn't released any songs, and there's been no success.
No, he has, and he's trying to throw it on the wall, and nothing has stuck.
What's like what? What has he released? Nothing. Nothing to the airwaves.
Canceled. What did I miss?
What did I miss?
Yeah, a hit.
That was a hit.
No, it wasn't. He missed another hit. That's what he missed.
What did I miss? Billboard rankings.
They calling you Nav now?
I've actually heard that before.
They tough said they couldn't be calling Marcos Nav.
What did I miss? Number one on the hot R&B chart. Hot hip hop and R&B chart. Debuted at number two on the Billboard. So there you go. Like I said, easy peasy, dude.
Well, your top 20, the top event, sporting events in 2025, I would say Lucas trade would have been number one.
Debuted at number one, digital song sales debuted at number one, record breaking, further solidified his lead for most top 10 hits ever.
Hey.
Sorry. How about we replace the Indiana
run
with Drew Smith's 11 points yesterday, because everyone wants to call him.
He's
the best guy in the world, everyone.
Well, hey, listen. When we come back, we'll talk about the Heat's victory over the Nuggets. But we'll also, it wasn't a bad day for him, Leroy.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't a bad day for him. Drew Smith might have balled out, but somebody he hate missed a game-winning three-point opportunity in the West Coast. We'll share that and more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.